Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York deliberately hid data on nursing home deaths for political reasons, and his own team just admitted it. That shock headline out today. Oh, and it gets better. Governor Cuomo is trying to blame President Trump for his own Governor Cuomo lies. He lied. He sent COVID victims into state-funded nursing homes. Thousands and thousands of people died. He lies about it. And then he turns around and says, oh, well, Trump made me do it. My goodness. Happy Friday, everyone. Just another day in paradise here as our country increasingly declines into a total banana republic kind of state. Welcome to the Trish Intel Show. I'm Trish Regan. And let's get to the intel news today. It has been reported that 9,000 recovering COVID patients were sent back into nursing homes, 40% more than Andrew Cuomo ever admitted. We know this now thanks to an extraordinary confession made during a conference call with New York State Democrats that was obtained by the New York Post. Cuomo's key staffer gave all the details in a big call that she had just moments before the Associated Press came out with a story, a big call with state Democrats. And she gave all the details here. Of course, the AP learned that there were those 9,000 people that got readmitted into nursing homes that were suffering from COVID. That's a figure, as I said, 40% higher than any kind of official data. So she admits this, right, in this call that they have, Angela DeRosa, his key person, has with key Democrats. And she said, well, yeah, they deliberately hid the data, basically, after the Trump administration began asking questions. So it's the Trump administration's fault that they hid the data. My goodness. My goodness. According to this report from the New York Post, here's what she allegedly said. State Democrats were asking for the data in August, right around the same time that then President Donald Trump was turning it into a, quote, giant political football, she said. And she goes on, he starts tweeting that we killed everyone in nursing homes. He starts going after New Jersey's Phil Murphy. He goes after Governor Newsom in California. He goes after Governor Whitmer in Michigan. Trump also, she said, directs the Department of Justice to do an investigation into us. And basically, quote, we froze. Basically, we froze because then we were in a position where we weren't sure if what we were going to give to the Department of Justice or what we were going to give to you guys, what we start saying was going to be used against us. Well, we weren't sure if there was going to be an investigation. That played a very large role into this, she says. And then she goes on to ask for just a little bit of appreciation of the context. You gotta be kidding me. I mean, this is honestly just despicable, disgusting stuff. They lied in a desperate attempt to save their own darn political hides. And then they come out after the fact and say, well, we had to. What would you have done if you were going to be investigated? My gosh. I mean, these people are totally incompetent, but they're negligent. And even worse, if you ask me, Andrew Cuomo and every single darn member of his team need to resign immediately. Have they no shame at all? Coming up, the Biden administration seems to be in the process of, shall we say, redlining red states from Florida to Texas. Any red state is in their sights. I'll explain next. If you live in Florida, I hope you like it. You probably do. It's a great state. Low taxes, no income taxes, actually. Great weather. But again, I hope you like it. Because if Biden and his administration get their way, you're not going to be leaving. Not anytime soon. And you know what else? Nobody else is going to be able to go in, which means it's going to be devastating to the tourism industry, which is so vital to Florida, especially at this time of year. President Joe Biden is reportedly considering domestic travel restrictions to slow the spread of coronavirus variants. He's looking at shutting down travel in and out of Florida. Yet. This is unbelievable. He wants to open our borders to asylum seekers. He's actually in the process of doing it on our Mexican border. Somehow this just doesn't add up, right? So in all fairness, the variant on the virus, it is pretty scary. It's called B117. It's said to be much more transmittable than the current one, which is pretty transmittable. And it's been doubling every 10 days in the U.S. It's not clear at this point, whether the vaccines are going to protect against that. But the New York Times is reporting that illegal entrants into Texas are not being screened for COVID unless they actually show symptoms. So let's just get this straight. I'd like to know, can anybody tell me why the Biden administration is okay with people coming here illegally, crossing into our country, not testing them for COVID, and yet they're considering restricting Floridians' travel in and out of the state? I mean, come on, guys. And you start to put two and two together and you start considering what it would mean to the tourism industry and therefore the economy in Florida. And when you consider what they're doing to Texas and its economy, the way they're trying to regulate the energy industry and go totally green. I mean, as soon as he took office, right, Biden issued all these orders to destroy effectively the U.S. energy industry and all the jobs that go with it. I mean, bad timing considering we're in a major, major economic slump, right? So the last thing America needs right now is to see more job losses, which we will see in the energy industry. And the last thing we need are higher energy prices, but that's exactly what we're going to get. And you know what? It's really going to hit home in red states like Texas that are dependent on the energy industry. So it seems, when you look at this, as though places like Florida and Texas are being unfairly targeted. And I just can't help but wonder why. Why are they going after their economies? Could it be that, you know, they're all still bruised about the fact that you can no longer deduct your state and municipal taxes in places like California and New Jersey and New York, all the blue states, right? Because you had Texas and Florida and all the red states effectively subsidizing the rest of the country. And when they did away with that, what did it mean? Ooh, disastrous effects, right? For places like California and New York, because none of them have had any fiscal discipline whatsoever over the years. And so now all of a sudden, they don't get to have that big, big pot of money that they were getting previously. So, you know, you just start to wonder, is this payback? I certainly hope not, because our country is at stake. Our economy is at stake. Coming up, everyone, cancel culture is going after everyone. From Disney actresses to economists, you're not going to believe what they're so upset about. Truth. As I've said, you've heard me say, and I'm going to say it again, the circus is in town for a repeat performance this week in D.C. Step up, ladies and gentlemen. Special tickets. The historical impeachment trial that began for former President Donald Trump earlier this week is going to continue into next. You know, one impeachment, pretty rare, right? Two impeachments, the second occurring after a president has left office. Well, this is like unprecedented stuff. I mean, to be in a trial right now after he's already left office, this is pretty wild. It's quite a charade. And it serves as an example of the left's desire to shut out any kind of lagging Trump support that may exist anywhere out there in society. The left wants to do every single thing it can to suppress any kind of support that might be out there, any kind of future political support for the former president, thereby making it difficult, frankly, for the Republican Party to ever embrace any of these America First platforms that his administration stood for. And you know what? A lot of those platforms were important ones, like lower taxes for everyone, right? Small business owners, for middle class earners, for poor wage earners. Everybody saw lower taxes, a pullback in overseas military efforts. That's kind of important, too. I mean, do you really want to be starting wars every 4 years? Lessened regulations so that we can free up business. Economic policies that are designed to guard American jobs against the Chinese. All of these platforms are really critical to our economy. They're really critical to our future. But by tarnishing him as badly as they have, and by casting him as completely toxic, and anyone who dares to support him, right? Remember what Hillary Clinton was just caught saying? Actually, she tweeted it, saying that if anybody, any of these senators were to not vote against him, that they were effectively co-conspirators. So it's our way or the highway, folks, right? If you side with him, if you side with conservatives or Republicans, then you are toxic. I would just caution that as a nation, We are entering some really choppy waters. You heard me say earlier, Banana Republic. This is where we're heading. Really and truly, you look at this insanity in our political lives, right? It's very, very reminiscent of some pretty sketchy economies down there in South America. And you think about the difference now between the haves and have-nots. That's another thing that's very indicative of these banana republics. So we've got this desire to cancel or to impeach, I should say, any and all people that express any kind of different viewpoint other than that is tolerated by the Biden administration and by mainstream media. And I do believe, and this is dangerous because it is going to extend beyond just our political lives, right? You get the Disney actress that was just fired. And so you see that this cancel culture is certainly hitting the arts, and it's also hitting the sciences, the economic sciences, that is. I mean, our economic principles that have made us so tremendously great, that have made us the world's largest economy in the world, those principles are at risk right now because they're being attacked by this mob of leftists that somehow wants us all to become socialists. And they're hungry to take down any single person that's in the way of their political goals, even one of their own. Right? I've talked about how the left has changed so dramatically. And I think a great example of that is Larry Summers. I mean, Larry Summers, who was one of their own, right? Treasury Secretary under Clinton, the guy who ran the NEC, the National Economic Council under Barack Obama. He's a guy who has stood up for liberal economic principles his entire career. But God help him, because he dared to question what the Biden administration is doing. He dared to question the $1.9 trillion in stimulus. Just keep it in perspective, right? Obama had $800 billion, and we thought that was a big deal. Now we're talking $2 trillion on the heels of the trillions already spent. And Biden has said that's just a down payment. So they want more and more and more spending. I had a problem with it even under Trump. You heard me. I said these $2,000 checks are not a good idea. The first one's like, okay, I get it. It was really awful what we went through. But then as you saw the economy start to open up, we needed to encourage that even more. And I would say right now, we need to encourage that. We don't want to encourage people not to work. And heck, you know, you're going to get a $400 check from the federal government. Again, keep in perspective, unemployment benefits during the Obama years were $25 a week. So now you're going to get $400. Then you're going to get the state benefits. I mean, hey, you add it up. If you're getting $15 minimum wage, you're still better off staying at home. Anyway, I've argued for years that you can't just keep printing money, right? When you do, you will get inflation. Now, you know, some people may say, well, we didn't see so much inflation during the Obama-Biden years. And I get that. No, there wasn't traditional inflation, but we did get inflation. We got it in the stock market. And so you saw asset prices go up in equities, for example, enabling the rich to go richer, grow richer, and the poor to grow poorer, while the middle class got squeezed. That's that middle class squeeze, that hourglass economy you hear me talk about over and over again. So no one's standing up for the working man or woman of America, because those people are the ones that do not see any benefit from the Fed's money printing. And now you say, okay, well, maybe they'll get some benefit because they're going to get these stimulus checks, et cetera. You know, don't forget, a lot of middle-class Americans, they're small business owners. So if you're paying their workers to stay home and you're simultaneously telling them they're going to have to pay $15 an hour, you're actually squeezing small business owners, the backbone of your very economy. I mean, it's so frustrating because I look at it and I'm like, it's not that hard, guys, really and truly. Lower taxes, less regulation, presto. And yet they want to junk it up with all this stimulus. And so, you know, poor Larry Summers comes out and says what he should say, because he's just trying to be intellectually honest. And he's like, hey, you know, this actually could cause inflation. You know, he wrote a piece in the Washington Post saying, and I'll quote, that it might trigger, quote, inflationary pressures of a kind we have not seen in a generation, with consequences for the value of the dollar and financial stability. Yeah, he's right. Okay. This will cause inflation and it will cause the value of the US dollar to go down. And that will cause massive issues with our financial stability. Once again, bringing me straight back to Banana Republic, places where you see political instability, you see haves and have nots, and you see massive, massive inflation. That is where we're heading. Anyway, he got like laughed out of town on this one. You know, you had all these blogs and liberal publications saying nobody wants to hear from Larry Summers. And, you know, Larry Summers is the skunk at the COVID party and the era of neoliberal Svengali like Summers might be coming to an end, writes one of them. Why isn't Larry Summers being driven from public life? You see, so it's not just a Disney actress. They would like to also drive a Clinton Treasury Secretary from public life. Because if you dare to disagree, you will be canceled. We cannot have any discussions, serious discussions, meaningful discussions about our future in this kind of environment. Not when you have people like this. There's no reasoning with them. The left is proving over and over and over again that they will stick to one party line. And if anybody dares to challenge that, even in the slightest way, then that person is suddenly in the way of this greater utopian socialist greatness and therefore will get run over. But you know what? Larry Summers was right. He is right. Inflation is very much a real concern. And sometimes I guess the truth just hurts. Isn't that so? Please make sure that you follow me at trishintel.com. You can get all my emails there, daily emails from me. You can listen to this podcast for free every single day. trishintel.com. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.